Hello, I'm Alison Gibson, and this is an extract from my story, Fifth Sister. Cecile, come in now. We must wash your hair for tomorrow. Miss Daphne was calling from the doorway. Tomorrow was to be a special day. It was the girl's 13th birthday. Preparations were underway. On slowly making her way inside, she found the others to be in a heated debate, with Marie at the centre. But why does it have to be ringlets? They're so childish, she was exclaiming to Miss Daphne. Marie's cheeks were flushed with agitation. There, on her pale orange dressing table, lay her most prized possession in plain view. It was an old copy of Vogue magazine, its corners all curled. Marie had acquired it from one of the younger nurses months ago and had attached herself thoroughly to it. She had probably memorised every page since then. She and Emily would lie on their fronts, their legs kicking behind them, flicking through the familiar pages with avid concentration, pausing every so often on a particularly admired model, hat or dress. 2 weeks ago, Dr. Defoe had visited them and reminded them of their yearly birthday gift, a decision which fell with the girls themselves. Every year since the privilege of choosing their own present had been bestowed upon them, arguments had ensued amongst the sisters, this year being the worst so far. The problem was always the same. How do five girls all agree to the same present? Yvonne, with her vivid imagination and artistic skill, had wanted new, better art supplies. Annette didn't care so much for an object, but she did want a large party with games and music. Emily wanted nail varnish, or if she could possibly swing it, lipstick. Fine for you, you'll get pink. What am I going to do with orange lipstick? Marie had said. Marie had been adamant that they should all have a training bra. Cecile still wanted a pet, but she knew better than to ask again. And she knew the chances of Marie and Emily's wishes coming true were highly unlikely. They'd already been presented with their new party dresses, made of lace and flared to the knee. They were undeniably the clothes of children. Marie may long for an elegant gown, fit for a young woman, but they were yet to see anything which signalled their burgeoning maturity. Miss Daphne stood, arms crossed, in the doorway of the big bathroom. Cecile could hear water running, the sound of five baths being filled. Why is it, Marie, that suddenly you don't like ringlets? Every night, for years, we curled your hair. That was before, when there were people here every day, when we were little kids. Nobody will see us anyway, said Emily from her dressing table stool, where she was filing her nails with what looked like a wooden lollipop stick.